Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police are investigating a fatal accident in northwest Wichita. Early today, first responders were called to a report of a vehicle fire at K96 and I-235. They found a burning car against a pillar with a dead person inside. No other details were immediately available. Firefighters responded to a barn fire last night in Colwich at Cranmer Grass Farm on 61st Street North. Hazmat was called because of a leaking fuel tank as well as fertilizer in the vicinity of the fire. Extra fire crews from Wichita, Bentley, and Mount Hope were dispatched to help put out the blaze. Cause of the fire under investigation. A West Wichita home is a complete loss after a fire Wednesday afternoon.
Firefighters responded to the call around 3:30 p.m. in the 400 block of North Pamela Avenue near Central and Tyler. Wichita Fire Battalion Chief Lane Perriman says crews heard several small explosions when they first arrived on the scene and that the home is a complete loss. He says most of the fire was located in the garage area. 911 dispatchers say EMS personnel treated two people injured at the scene for cuts and smoke inhalation. Several family pets perished in the blaze. Perriman says fire investigators are working to pinpoint what caused the fire. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The flu season is in full swing. Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KNSS News.
We encourage people to get their flu shots in August, September, and flu season can go through as long as April. And so it is important to still get in and get a flu shot because we haven't hit our peak yet. And flu activity is picking up all over the United States, Kansas, and in Sedgwick County.
Byrne says wash your hands to keep from catching the flu. She says free vaccines are available at the health department on West Central as supplies last. Governor Sam Brownback's $16.8 billion budget was presented to lawmakers Wednesday. The budget invests more money in K-12 education in response to the Supreme Court's decision in October, which said the state was not adequately funding schools. State Senator Carolyn McGinn tells KSNU she's concerned with the increase going to schools.
We have other issues in the state, whether it has to do with nursing home inspections, children and families, foster care.
Governor Sam Brownback's office released a statement. In response to the reaction his budget received, the governor said he will not stand to see schools close because of inaction on our part. 17 are dead following the mudslides in California. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says the road to recovery will be tough.
This is going to be a long and difficult journey for all of us.
These mudslides come after a massive wildfire season for the state where thousands of acres were destroyed. Again, 17 dead, now confirmed, and at least 17 are missing in the California mudslides. Missouri's governor admits to having an affair, but is denying he blackmailed the woman involved to keep her quiet.
Missouri Governor Republican Eric Greitens and his wife putting out a statement Wednesday night saying there was a time when he was unfaithful in our marriage. This was a deeply personal mistake. Eric took responsibility. That statement released after a local TV station, KMOV, reported that Greitens had a sexual relationship with his former hairdresser. The station says the woman's ex-husband claims Greitens took naked pictures of her and threatened to make them public if she spoke about the affair. Greitens' lawyer says there was no blackmail. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Okay, we're already starting to see,
traffic
problems on the Wichita roadways out there. Slide-offs southbound I-135 north of 21st Street. Got a report of power lines down near Kellogg and Greenwich Road. Injury traffic accident in the Cheney area, northeast of Cheney on 54. We've got a slide off southbound I-135 ramp to 47th Street South. So lots going on already out there. Roadways getting bad.
I'm going to slow it down a little bit, folks.
It'd be a really good idea to take it very, very cautiously, very slow this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A winter weather advisory in effect in Wichita. We've seen freezing drizzle already, that transitioning to snow, with blowing snow possible this afternoon. Not expecting much in the way of accumulation. The strong north winds, though, will really create some travel issues, gusting up to 45 miles per hour. Temperatures fall back into the low 20s late today. Clear tonight, our low 10. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light snow, 27 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. Temperature, by the way, has dropped, I don't know, 12, 14 degrees over the past couple of hours here in south central Kansas. And we had a breezy and unseasonably warm day across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high yesterday, 61 degrees. Normal high is 42. Now, taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, a large area of rain, mostly light rain looks like on the radar screen. Wichita is on the corner of it. It's all moving up the turnpike in a general direction to the northeast.
It's not rain, it's sleet.
Is it sleet? How do you know from this I mean, from this radar, how do I know, though?
Yeah.
Okay, they're calling it light rain. Ted says it's sleet going on. It's all going up toward Emporia. Now, back of that, there's a little bit of gap, but there's a huge area of moisture coming our way from the northwest, and that's bounded on the north up through Salina, down through Hutch. Hutch is on the leading edge of that one, down through Medicine Lodge, and that is generally moving to the northeast as well. So the bottom line is, from looking at the radar, that there is some rain and sleet and possibly some snow going on out there right now. And Ted, what was the driving like when you came in? How was the street conditions?
Well, I was on the main streets, so it's kind of hard for me to. They were fine.
Okay. Any slick spots?
Little slick once I got into the parking lot here, the facility.
Okay. Take it easy in the parking lot.
But obviously, the elevated roadways are already having trouble on the canal route.
Yeah, and we always do. I mean, I was talking to somebody yesterday and said, "Well, if we got any moisture in the forecast tomorrow morning, it's all." I think I was telling my grandson last evening, "It's going to be a zoo because we have to retrain everybody every year when this happens."
And there's a tremendously gusty wind out there.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Really. It looks like it's really nasty from the north, up around 40 miles per hour, which makes it really pleasant out there. If you have to go out and milk cows this morning, something like that. Makes it really nice.
Yeah, right. Wichita's right on the border right now for the freezing rain. And
And I know, one of the meteorologists at the National Weather Service here in Wichita earlier this morning, and we do have a winter weather advisory until noon, and he says after that, that's pretty well out of here, except you're going to have all the moisture involved and the cold temperatures. But the advisory only goes till noon today. So it's going to be a quick thing. It's going to be in and out pretty quick, but in the meantime, it's going to be kind of nasty this morning. We'll keep you posted on what's going on. A couple has been accused of attempting to rob an Uber driver after the woman distracted him by being topless. Police in Harahan, Louisiana said Anthony Kennedy and Reina Filios were arrested over the weekend. Filios is said to have opened the car door to the driver without a top on before Kennedy appeared brandishing a knife. The two have been charged with several offenses, including armed robbery. You know what, I was driving on the west side yesterday afternoon, and I remembered there was a service station several years ago. It's happened more than once. You may remember this, Ted. Didn't we have a topless female bandit working? She would show up with nothing on the top, and the guys would be so distracted they couldn't even, they couldn't give much of a description.
I do not remember this.
Yeah, I think this happened maybe back in the 80s.
Wow. Happened
a couple of times. They finally caught her. She had a pretty good disguise.
Well,
there.
You know. It's a good MO.
Well, how tall was she?
I don't know.
How much she weigh? What color was her hair? Anyway, seems like a clever ploy, doesn't it? Mm. Wildlife managers in Florida say they want to remove roaming monkeys from the state because some are excreting a virus that can be dangerous to humans. Monkeys in Florida.
Florida. Pythons and monkeys.
A new study found that some of the wild rhesus macaques in Silver Spring State Park not only carry the herpes B virus, but have it in their saliva and other bodily fluids.
Oh, no.
This poses a potential risk of spreading the disease to any humans who may be bitten or scratched. State wildlife officials say they support removing the invasive monkeys from the environment, though they are not elaborating on how they would remove them from the environment.
Hmm.
Gonna have a big monkey hut now.
Monkey roundup. Bring it on.
You know, people don't want to. We don't want to start shooting monkeys.
I didn't say shoot them. I said round them up.
Round them up. Put them into a big monkey farm someplace.
Yeah. Big monkey barbecue.
Why don't they just have monkey zoos where there's nothing in there but monkeys and gorillas? I think that would be fun.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I really would, because I enjoy monkeys, especially if they're wearing a little red hat and they're doing human-type stuff. All right.
Doing concierge duties at a hotel. That's what you like.
Ding, ding. Talked to Sedgwick County Health Director yesterday, as we've been using her sound bites in our news, talking about the Adrian Byrne, talking about this flu season.
Right.
I was just down the hall talking to one of our morning personalities at one of our other stations. And she said her co-host has a flu, confirmed.
Apparently it's going around this building now.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that weren't here yesterday, supposedly, including one of our guys.
Yeah.
Dan O'Neill, our night guy, did not show up yesterday.
The doctor. What Adrian said yesterday was interesting to me, and I shared it with Carla down there at Power. I said, if you know you've got it, and it's pretty easy to figure it out, you need to call your doctor because they do have some treatment now. Adrian told us yesterday that, lessens the time and the impact. So there is some, when you start showing symptoms, there are some things you can do. Don't wait. And I'm just thinking about it today. I better hustle out. And again, the other thing that was interesting to me, I don't know, Ted, is that the flu shot, they don't even know how effective it is yet until they go through the season. But usually about 40%.
40, 50% is what they hope for.
The better odds than zero, I guess. But I just washed my hands a while ago. I never washed my hands at work, but after I got through talking with Carla down there about somebody having a flu, I had to go right over and wash my hands. I'm not compulsive about
it. Well, she also said even if you do get the flu after getting a flu shot, that can probably mitigate.
The flu shot can lessen it, too.
It might not stop you from getting it, but it can mitigate and lessen some of the effects if you do get it.
I was at my grandson Luke's basketball game last night, and I was talking to my other grandson, Nolan, who is, he's 17, 18. He's got a new car, and he started driving not too long ago, and he hasn't been driving in this kind of conditions yet.
Right.
So his mom is all worried, and I don't blame her.
No, rightly so.
And I talked to him a little bit about pumping your brakes and things like that, not going too fast because he likes to drive fast. But that's what we're going to be here today is you folks are out there in it, be careful. Leave yourself a little space between cars, which is really hard to do in Wichita.
Oh, Wichita doesn't do that at all.
This is like the tailgate capital of the entire Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, don't really expect that any sort of treatment might have made things a little bit better.
Yeah, it's too
with that rain coming in the way it was, anything they would have put on it had been washed off.
Been washed off, so.
Yeah, and of course, with the raining coming in like it was, anything that landed on the roadways and stuck there has begun to freeze. So
if we get overwhelmed with accidents, and I'm not saying we will, but of course that accident reporting plan could go into effect. I haven't seen it yet. Have you guys seen that? No, okay. All right, we're coming up on 6:19, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward. I was kind of looking at some of the sports information. Looks like Kansas State played basketball last night, Ted?
Yeah, the Wildcats in action in Manhattan, taking on Oklahoma State last night. Big night for the Wildcats and junior guard Barry Brown. Huge night. He had a career-high 38 points. K-State snapped a two-game losing streak with a big 86-82 win over Oklahoma State yesterday at Bramlage Coliseum. And K-State head coach Bruce Weber says that Brown actually got the whole team together on their day off and held a practice on his own without the coaches. It was the NCAA-mandated day off, but the players said, we're going to practice anyway. Here's Coach Weber.
He felt we needed to be together, and I said, we can't, but if you want to do something, do it. So 11:30 Sunday morning, he got them all together. He did a little bit of a workout, talked to them, even watched some film with them and stretched and I think that was a big step. That gave him a chance, and that just shows great leadership on his part.
Nice job by the Wildcats. 38 points by Brown, the most by a Wildcat since Jacob Pullen also scored 38. That was against Kansas 7 years ago. Brown has now scored 20 or more points in four of his last five games, including 3 of 4 in the Big 12. Nice done. Nice win for Kansas State last night at home against Oklahoma State. Wichita State women's basketball last night at Koch Arena. The Shocker ladies taking on Memphis. And Rangy Bassard came up with a big night for the Shockers. She had a double-double, led Wichita State over Memphis. First win for the Shocker women in the American Conference, 69-61. Shocker ladies got the big win last night at Koch Arena. Steve Strain had the call of the game.
She thought about three, dribbles once, and then shoots, and Bassard blocked the shot. And here comes Rangy. 3-on-2. Bassard, coast-to-coast, lays it up and good, and count it with a foul.
Bassard, 22 points, 10 rebounds. Her sixth double-double of the season, the 20th of her career. The Shocker ladies pick up the win at Koch Arena last night. Right down to the wire in men's JUCO basketball for Butler Community College last night on the road at Neosho. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game. It was right here on KNSS.
Free throw on the way is good. Makes them both. Grizzlies have a three-point lead. Neosho is going to inbound. This is Coleman. Goes to midcourt. Deng has it. Gives it to Larkham. A three on the way. No good. Missed it. Just grazed off the backboard and the left side of the rim. And the Grizzlies come away with a 67-64 win here in Neosho.
Nice win for Butler, who piles up 44 points in the second half in that comeback win on the road. Anvil hockey action last night. The Wichita Thunder on the road in Tulsa taking on the Oilers for the first time in 2018. The Thunder on the road, and they got a win, 5-3. Huge night for Kevin Dufour, a career night. He scored twice. He assisted on two others. Mark McMillan got back in the lineup and added 3 points. Nice win on the road for the Thunder hockey team, still tied for second in the Mountain Division. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
And Ted, we're getting reports now that no school today in Mays, 266 USD. No schools today in Valley Center, School District 262. So a couple of local schools shutting the doors today, but there are a lot of schools out in Western Kansas that have called off classes today. So we got two here locally, Mays and Valley Center. 621 now, keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He says the University of Denver's mascot, the Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
Politically incorrect.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Tell the folks at West High.
622 now. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.